From July 1st, 2018, lightweight plastic shopping bags will become outlawed in Queensland in a bid to help clean up the state's environment. South Australia, Northern Territory, and the ACT have all implemented similar schemes. However, Queensland government has taken things one step further, banning both degradable and biodegradable plastic bags. Queensland Environmental Minister Dr. Stephen Miles says the bags have a massive impact on the environment.
Well, right now, a billion plastic bags are issued in Queensland every year, and many of those end up in our parks, our waterways, and ultimately in Moreton Bay or the Great Barrier Reef, where they end up being eaten by turtles and dugong and dolphins and other sea life. And we hope that by banning these bags, we can clean up our state and protect more of our marine animals.
The changes also have positive flow-on effects to councils and wildlife groups.
There will be savings there as well. Councils in particular spend a lot of money keeping our parks clean, and our wildlife rescue teams spend a lot of time and effort saving animals that have ingested plastics.
However, the most well-known alternative, reusable shopping bags, have their own environmental impact. Earlier in the year, the ABC reported each bag needs to be used at least 104 times to negate the impacts the manufacturing process has on the environment. Dr. John Colwell is a research fellow in the Science and Engineering faculty at QUT. He says the use of material, water, and energy are all factors that need to be considered, but 104 uses is rational.
I think that's probably a reasonable assessment that's been done. And many people will use those bags over and over again. I suppose they have to last that length of time in terms of their durability. And I have shopping bags at home, which I've reused probably at least that number of times, and they're still intact. So I think that's it's a reasonable alternative to the lightweight shopping bags.
Would a redesign help improve the durability of the bags?
They could redesign the bags to make them more durable. Often there's more material that's used in the bags to do that. So then you've got that trade-off of using more material, more energy, more water in the production compared to the whole lifetime of the bag. So I'm not really sure what the assessment would show there, but potentially there is the possibility to improve the durability of those bags.
Dr. Miles says even with their own impacts, the green bags are still an improvement on the single-use plastic bags.
We believe that those reusable options are better for the environment, especially from a litter perspective. Those reusable bags very rarely end up in the litter stream like the plastic bags do.
He says there are other alternatives to the reusable bags.
I think people will adopt different options. So at the moment, both Bunnings and Aldi don't issue these bags for free. And so they have a range of options, from boxes to heavier plastic reusable bags to the green bags we're all familiar with. It also means that if you're buying just an item or two, you don't need a bag at all. And I know often at the store, you can end up with a bag even if you're just buying one thing, which doesn't make much sense.
What about people who don't think they should have to pay for shopping bags?
At the moment, the cost of the bags is actually included in the grocery price. So we actually pay about 3 cents a bag, even though they feel free.
With 9 months for Queenslanders to prepare for the change and Coles and Woolworths implementing their own lightweight shopping bag removal schemes, Dr. Colwell says the ban is a step in the right direction.
It's probably a good, well-considered approach by the Queensland government. It's a bit different to what's been done in other states in terms of their banning degradable and biodegradable lightweight shopping bags as well, which also present an environmental hazard until they break down. So in that way, it's probably a slightly better approach than what's been taken elsewhere.